What up, people? It's your boy B. Barnes. This is the 11th episode of the Gentleman's Guide podcast. And today we are going to talk about something that's been a hot topic, hot conversation. And to some people, it seemed controversial. In my opinion, I didn't see it. But I wanted to bring on a special guest with me to talk about this thing. We're talking about the Aisha Curry Red Table Talk. If you haven't seen it, go to Facebook, type it in. But we're going to talk about it and talk about different aspects, get a different perspective, and move from there. So, we have the beautiful, the illustrious, my everything. Your name is?
Gab. Hey, y'all.
Gab, who is my wife. And we're going to talk about this thing, this Red Table Talk. It was very controversial, but I don't understand. I don't totally understand why. I get it, but I don't get it at the same time. What are your thoughts on the reaction from people that we've seen, you know, near and far, social media, what have you?
So before we jump into that, mm-hmm. I think let's give a little bit of context in case they haven't seen the episode, which if you haven't, I would suggest going to Facebook and searching for the most recent Red Table Talk. Yeah. But the gist of it was Aisha was talking about how Steph gets a lot of attention from women because of his status and his popularity, but she does not get a lot of male attention and how sometimes that can make her feel insecure. She talked a little bit more than that, but that was basically the gist of what she shared. And social media was in an uproar about how she shouldn't want any attention other than the attention of her husband. So there's a little background.
Now that they have the context, number one, do you think she was wrong?
Absolutely not. I don't think she was wrong because she was just sharing something that a lot of women can relate to. I personally can relate to that as well. The only people that I saw having any negative thoughts around what she shared were men, for the most part.
I can't believe he gave her everything and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, like, I don't totally understand the reaction because I'm trying to think of a better way to explain it without going in circles.
So, but to me, it sounds like I can understand why men may have felt like mm-hmm. she was wrong. So I think it kind of, they were thinking about it from their perspective. If they're dating a woman and their woman were to say, yes, I love you, but I also don't mind getting compliments from other men. Mm-hmm. Maybe that can be taken as like, the man isn't good enough, or why are you looking for other men to fulfill something in your life?
And that's totally not what she was talking about. Not at all. Like, and it's amazing how guys can interpret that, what you just mentioned. But I think it speaks to how sensitive we've been taught to be, even though at the same time we're taught to not show emotion. You know, we got to be tough. But at the same time, you're so insecure that another man can't even give your woman a compliment without you feeling threatened.
You know exactly. What I mean? And so from my perspective, So Brandon played football in college, and so I tried to kind of relate it to my own experience. Mm-hmm. And when he was in college, he did get a lot of attention from girls at school.
These hoes ain't loyal.
They are not. But it didn't bother me because like I knew his character, and I knew that the women may be running after him, but he's not pursuing them. And so mm-hmm. it never bothered me that another woman would compliment my husband because I think he's fine.
Right.
And so it is understandable that another woman would also find him attractive.
You better know it.
And so that doesn't bother me. It's all about the ability for them to not cross a boundary. And so when thinking about it that way, like, his teammates.
And to that point, when or if they cross that boundary, it's not even your job to dead that situation. It's my job, and vice versa. Exactly. And I said that in a previous episode, but continue.
Exactly. And in thinking of Aisha, like, relating it to my own experience, mm-hmm. Brandon's teammates never crossed any boundaries, and they never took a pass at me because, similar to Aisha's story, mm-hmm. they knew Brandon to be a stand-up guy, and they weren't going to come between our relationship. The women were not the same. The women were very willing to come between our relationship because they just didn't seem to care, because these hoes
ain't loyal.
Exactly. And so sometimes when other people would compliment me, it felt good. It's like a, mm-hmm. everyone, I feel like, wants to know that they are generally desirable to the opposite sex. So it wasn't that other men complimenting me, like I was going out seeking that. But when it happened, I was like, oh, you right. I still got mm-hmm. it. I am fine. You mm-hmm. right. I don't want you, but thank you. That was nice. And I feel like that's what Aisha was sharing, is that it's nice to know that someone besides your husband mm-hmm. also finds you attractive.
It's the same thing when, let's say, your mother or your father tell you you're beautiful your whole life, and you don't really believe it until somebody else tells you. It's like they're just telling you that because they're your parents. They love you. They raised you. You know, they've seen you grow up, and that's what they're supposed to say. Or just like me being your husband, me being a good husband, that's what I'm supposed to say. I'm supposed to, you know, speak mm-hmm. positive things to you, encourage you, tell you you're beautiful every day. But when a stranger says, oh my God, you are drop dead gorgeous, no, you're not looking for that. But at the same time, it feels nice. Everybody likes to feel desired in the world.
Yeah. And going off of what you said, I think where it becomes dangerous, and I think this kind of goes into why men, I think, feel insecure about mm-hmm. what she said, mm-hmm. is Steph is doing what he needs to at home. Aisha mm-hmm. is loved, mm-hmm. from what we can tell anyway. We don't know their relationship, but mm-hmm. it seems like she is loved. She is supported. He thinks she's the finest thing walking. And so another man complimenting her it's not a temptation mm-hmm. because she's getting what she needs at home. So I feel like where men have gotten tripped up about it is, like, if you feel insecure about how you're handling your relationship at home, mm-hmm. then of course
you're going to be mad at that.
Another man complimenting your woman is going uh-huh. to be a threat.
Yeah. That is a threat.
It should be. Yeah. It is a threat. If you're not encouraging your mm-hmm. significant other,
you ain't put in the work. Use a jerk.
Forgive him, y'all. Forgive him for that one.
I'm sorry. Continue.
So I think that's where a lot of this negative perception is mm-hmm. coming from, because from my perspective, like, Brandon being complimented or seeing other women look at him mm-hmm. doesn't bother me, because, like, I know that I appreciate him at home. Like, he's not lacking mm-hmm. at home.
And just like Aisha Curry, I'm not looking for attention. And half of the time when we're out together, I don't even notice it. I'm not even, like they said on the Red Table Talk, if y'all haven't seen it, they said you don't notice it because you're not even looking for it.
Yeah,
you
know, so, like, I mean? Aisha's probably getting attention from men, she's so devoted to Steph that she doesn't mm-hmm. notice when men are looking at her.
But Gab will see it from a mile away. Oh, they were talking about you. I'm like, wait, what? Who are you? I don't even, she sees them from a mile away. She just knows. And I feel like it's the same with another dude. Like, I think it's naturally, you naturally have your antenna up because you know how, you know,
that those interactions happen.
Right, right. Yeah. But, yeah, let us know your thoughts. I really want to see different opinions on this. But,
and another thing, uh-huh. before we wrap this up, I find it very interesting, and I'd want to know your thoughts on this. It was a lot of comments about people saying the reason men don't approach Aisha is because they respect him as a man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because mm-hmm. he has status and he is respected, that men do not approach her out mm-hmm. of respect for him. However, it is very interesting to me that women still go after Steph. Because does that mean Aisha is not seen as
a respected person? Like, they don't respect her?
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
Like, why is it different for women than versus men?
Yeah, why is it that men respect other men?
Because I know my teammates, and those of y'all that are listening, y'all know. I know for a fact, it's always one, you know. But for the most part, all the guys that I know personally, they never try to talk to you like that because they respected me as a man, as mm-hmm. a friend, as a teammate, whatever.
But then I had people in my social circle that I would see make subtle remarks to
Brandon. It wasn't even subtle. Even if I notice it, then it's not subtle because I don't. A lot of stuff goes over my head when it comes to women. I'm just being honest.
So I'm just curious. This is kind of aside from is what she said wrong, but just on a grander scale. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why is it that Steph is respected so men don't approach Aisha when Aisha is equally respectable, mm-hmm. but women still make a choice to try to put a wedge in their marriage? So I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts, strong opinions, you agree, disagree, what have you, Shoot us an email or even a voice message to myself, bbarnes@thegentlemansguide.info. Again, that's bbarnes@thegentlemansguide.info. And I mean, that's pretty much all that I have. You got any more concerns?
Nothing dilemmas? Else. This was my first podcast, y'all. So pretty cool.
Round of applause. I will have you back. But this concludes this episode. Like I said, hit us up in the email or even on Instagram, in the DM. Either one works. But yeah, this was good. I like this whole dynamic. So I'm going to have Mrs. Barnes back, a.k.a. Gab, a.k.a. my wife, a.k.a. she fine.
Okay.
Are we done?
Yes, I think we're done.
All right, people. Until next time, we out. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to your boy. Support me. I appreciate it. I do not take it lightly. The podcast is something that is, like I said, has really held myself accountable. But at the end of the day, I want you guys to take from it and apply it to your life, apply it to your situations, and make the effort to be better. Don't try, but do. And tomorrow is always tomorrow, but now is now, right? So, like I said, appreciate all the support. Go subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Go to thegentlemansguide.info website. You can send us an email at bbarnes@thegentlemansguide.info, or you can hit me in the DM on IG, gentlemansguide919. Again, that's gentlemansguide919. I'm out. Peace.